The Jimmy and Luke Show.
I broke Marina.
Wait, what episode is this again?
It's such a terrible movie.
The show is awful.
Broadcasting live across the internet, this is the final season of The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to JL Show episode. No, you can't do that. We played this on the show a couple weeks ago. Can't play it again.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, we did. I played it at the end of the show. Just like every show, I try to play a song at the end, and I couldn't think of anything that week, so I just played this. Episode 234.
You and the news.
All on the Watchtower. I'm not stupid.
It's like, oh, I just played it. It sounded like you didn't know.
No. It was in the trailer for The Martian.
Of course, that's the only reason why it's
no. And then we heard the guy, and then the day after I put it at the end of the episode, we were in town and we heard guys playing it on Shop Street, remember? Anyway, welcome to episode 234. It's been over a week since our last show, and it's a very exciting week because the Irish general election campaign has kicked off this week, and there are posters aplenty. Right now, I'm looking at a poster for Fidel Mihaly Eames, acts on principle, not on politics. Big green tick with... We have a window. That's like half as good.
It'd be better if it was Eric.
My dad's friend got a new car yesterday. And the entire roof is made out of glass. It's amazing. Like, oh, it's like the coolest thing. You sit in and it's like you're just.
I should make a car that's no border here that the windscreen blends into the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. They have that. Some cars, yeah. Like, the whole thing is like one massive shield.
Yeah. God, that'd be so cool.
It's like, and it's like all this like moon lighting and everything. It looks amazing.
But God, you get so distracted when you're driving around at night and there's like, yeah, exactly, looking up at stars and shit.
Crash that.
Yeah.
But it makes the car look like way bigger than it actually. I mean, it's a freaking massive car.
What is it?
It's a Skoda Superb. Same as my dad, but it's a distinct version. And it's got that massive roof thing.
Got a few more exciting posters here. We've got Tommy Houlihan, Real Change, Not Spare Change, Councillor James Charity, Niall O'Toole, who's that guy? John Connolly, who has a weird mustache that makes him look like he's in the IRA. You only notice if you go and look up close, though. But he has a mustache. He just forgot to shave that morning, and it doesn't suit him. Oh, look, double O'Toole. I know, yeah. I like it when they go up, but they are so irritating and pointless and a waste of money. Uh-oh. No one, but it's like.
That's what I feel like.
Such a view, huh?
We sometimes drive for like 3 weeks with the fuel light on, so. But yeah. our car's used to it. Oh, look, they're putting up Sean Kine. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! They deserve it. They work for Sean Kine. They don't even work for him. They're volunteering for Sean Kine. No, I saw a good tweet. It said, you know, oh, great, the election posters are up. Now I know who to vote for. I'll tell you now, my favorite sleeve space, my best design. Oh, look, one with Enda on it. Enda. What does it say? Let's keep the recovery going. Oh, God. O'Toole, Mary Houghton. Best poster in the Galway West South Mayo constituency is Seamus Sheridan Green Party. Great posters, really, really nice. He's got his name in a very nice font. He's got a Twitter handle and a website on them, which cannot be said of many of the candidates. He's got the best poster. Worst poster, Mike Cupboard. James Charity, pretty close second. Cupboard, I'm looking at one of James Charity's right now over to my right. It is absolutely horrendous. Look, Michael, look, it's over there. You see it? They're so bad. Cupboard, Councillor Cupboard and Councillor Charity both make use of maroon to absolutely horrendous effect. Councillor Cupboard's in particular is quite an eyesore. Nilo Tool's posters are relatively nice, but they don't have a lot of information. They just say Nilo Tool, Social Democrats, and have the number one. And I think he could have maybe run a more effective campaign had the posters had at least a Twitter handle, if not a slogan of some sort, related to his unique campaigning position. We have Sinn Féin, Trevor O'Clark Diggs posters with a nice shade of yellow. Nicola Davern of Renewa with a horrendous shade of yellow. God, look at Nicola Davern. They're so bad. Look at her hair blowing in the wind. Oh, they're so awful. Councillor Derek Nolan reusing his posters from his last general election campaign. Also, Catherine Connolly, Tommy Roddy, both also reusing posters from last year's local election. Tommy Houlihan's posters. Certainly, this feels like commentating on the Eurovision or something. Tommy Houlihan's posters, certainly attention-grabbing with their yellow and their slogan. It's a great soundtrack to what I'm talking about, though.
No, it's not.
Waking.
Contrast.
Wait, let me put on my favorite.
I didn't say contrast, did I? I've just given up. I've got nothing to say. There aren't any posters, so I can't think of anything to say. Yeah.
It should be the entire thing.
No. I have like a personal list of rules for an episode. Like, it has to be 20 minutes or I won't upload it. It has to be at least like a third talking or I won't upload it.
And it can't just be me talking by myself. Because then it's just an episode of Revolutionary, which no one listens to because it's all awful.
Maybe today might be the day we get clapped. My dad was like, I said, oh, like, where's the park, Michael? I pay you for parking. And I was like, for God's sake, go away. So I just parked and you could pay me anyway. He's like, oh, one of these days we'll get clapped.
It's not really a clamp there, is it?
It's not really, but you, they can kind of clamp you technically.
Derek Nolan. So, what else happened since our last episode, guys? We lost one of our greatest national treasures, Sir Terry Wogan. We all have strong feelings on this, I'm sure. Well, we'll be paying tribute to Terry by playing a clip from his smash hit single. What's it called again? The You know, he had like a number one single in the 80s. It's this awful song. It's called, what's it called? Like the something dance. The.
I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium. Far away, as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance. As I walked home on a summer night, when stars in heaven were shining bright, far away from the footlights glare, into the sweet and scented air of a quaint old Cornish town. Borne from afar on a gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band perchance, on the calmer came floating down. I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium. Far away, as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance. I heard the sound of the floral dance. And soon I heard such a bustling and prancing. Then I saw the whole village dancing. In and out of the houses they came. Old folk, young folk, all the same. In that quaint old Cornish town. Every boy took a girl round the waist and hurried her off in tremendous haste. Whether they knew one another, I care not. Whether they cared at all, I know not. But they kissed as they danced along. And there was the band with the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium. Each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. All together in the floral dance, dancing here, prancing there, jigging, jogging everywhere, up and down and around the town. Hurrah for the Cornish floral dance!
Yeah, the some flower, the something dance. We'll play it for you at some point during this episode. I'm not sure when. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Trevor O'Clark Digg, Sinn Féin. Wait, why is he? Why is the O so small? It's weird. It just says Clark Digg. The Trevor O is tiny. Oh, this is the street where the Girl Guide's office is.
Yep.
Oh, because see, I remember now dropping people off there when I was, like, 10 years ago, dropping people off there sometimes. But we always approach it from the other angle. Do they have their lights on, or is just that's your reflection?
You say that last week, because...
It's so weird.
People come up here remind me to...
Is that the same car that was here last week?
What do you think? That car is here every single
day. Oh, it's the same car, okay.
You must live here.
Yeah, I was wondering. But like
where my, you packs in the street,
we were in the house last week, and my mom, when it was dark, my mom was like, "Look out the window! Is there a light on in the back of our car?" I was like, "More pod,
so
oh, okay. No, more pod for your buck in just a moment."
If you do on Jimmy Fallon, we're kind of funny.
This is exactly the same point in the journey that I started recording this two Saturdays ago.
And ever since, I'm just going to bring up
our
an old
dislike
topic.
Has grown exponentially.
You're going to bring up an old topic? What about, Michael?
I was just going to talk about that.
Your Francesco's a tough joke.
He hasn't logged into his Snapchat in a while.
He hasn't, actually. No, I have. On this other phone.
Send me two Snapchats.
I'm here at a gas station with Shane and Michael JL show at the gas station. There's one of these outside Joyce's. They're really cool. Michael's
an actual hotel.
No, Michael's picking up drugs from the parcel motel. Go quickly, Michael! Quickly, hurry, hurry, hurry! It's like Sicario or something. Foxy, hurry up, Michael! Michael doesn't know what he's doing.
I've always seen them. I've never actually.
Yeah, they're so cool. You get your thing delivered. You get your drugs delivered to them, and then you pick them up. It's just a way of not having your address identifiable with your purchases.
It's like delivery yik yak.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically they deliver stuff to you, but they don't know your address. It's if you're somebody sending you drugs, almost exclusively what it's used for.
I know, yeah. Like,
I actually have no idea what Michael's picking up from here. I don't think he's going to tell us. So like,
he would have said it already.
Yeah, exactly. He would have said it already if he's going to tell us.
It's for his mom, so.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, it's not. All right. I thought it was for him. I was thinking if it's for him, it's either drugs or contraceptives. But you just buy that from the shop. This music is so perfect. We're pulling into a gas station, like the three intimidating youths. Oh, look at it, look at it, look at it, look at it. Oh, that's so cool.
It is.
Oh, that is so cool.
Definitely contraceptive.
It's so cool.
There's no room in there, is it?
Alright.
It's like a safety deposit box in a private or some shit. It's kind of.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's for dodging. Oh, can we stay watch this guy?
No.
Michael, let's stay watch what this guy's gonna pick up.
No, don't.
Please. Just pretend you're fiddling with the car. Fix in the gear stick. Look, we're doing something important. Yeah, come on, stay 25 seconds more.
Do you ever use the touchscreen on that thing?
I've never
touched the touchscreen at all. Like, the screen is about 2 or 3 inches away from the actual...
2 or 3 inches?
The glass.
Like, the ones at banks are... Oh, no, banks have buttons still.
How it works is, it follows your finger. There's like a sensor that follows your finger.
Probably just
you see him glancing around, double taking at us. That's brilliant.
Oh, no.
It's gonna be so
we
funny.
We don't know. Mike, hold up your wallet.
Yeah, exactly. Guard arms! Guard arms! Squat. No, come on, stay 10 seconds more.
Stop. It's getting weird. Back up.
Oh, damn. Well, how about you back up and wait a bit, because we'll still see you.
No, pull across him.
Guard, see your car. Put your hands up. Can we go through a drive-through car wash someday in this, Michael?
Yeah.
All of us. Because
you have to pay, though.
What does he get?
What are you looking at, son?
He didn't get anything. He's waiting for us to leave. He's actually not taking his thing. Oh, he just took out. It's a brown box. Came from the right side. It's a brown box. He's still looking at us. It's a brown cardboard square box. Garda, if you're listening, this man has a beard, a bicycle, a woolly hat, and this is the Parcel Motel in...
Name John Tierney.
And this is the Parcel Motel in... he's a man of about, I don't know, 25, 26, 27. This is Newcastle Topaz, so... you can trace his thing, and
why
it is it is Saturday at 4:58 p.m.
My mum said that the guy who she's buying them off said it was cheaper to go through Parcel Motel.
That's complete. Oh, do this Parcel Motel deliver it to a Parcel? Right. So it's not just that the people post it to that machine; it's that it is delivered to the machine by a van with Parcel Motel written on the side. Like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
The idea is that you can send it, to a UK address initially. Yeah, you know that, right?
Yeah.
And then, so it's like a way of spoofing a...
Yeah, exactly.
UK address. So,
Ehan Martin!
There's a load of doorknobs in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's just a load of doorknobs.
Wow. Oh no, Michael! You know what we have to do now. Yeah. Snapchat video. Open the box. Why are there so many doorknobs?
I can't do it though. This is my mom.
Oh no, I know. But do it when you get home.
Oh yeah.
You have to. Please. I don't care. Other people can say it too.
Yeah.
You not get it? Yeah. Oh, there's so many doorknobs.
What do I say? Why are there so many doorknobs?
Get Kevin to film you opening it. You're going to look in the box. There's going to be loads of rooms. You're going to go, why are there so many doorknobs?
How about dramatic? It's kind of...
Why are there so many doorknobs? I'm going to post that on the Beware the Horror Ghost.
The place where we were last week.
Yeah, exactly.
2 weeks ago.
He said, and your car fucking...
Stalled.
Yeah. It's I kind of... It's a lot more fun driving home when it's dark, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it is.
It is.
It makes me feel like my day is fulfilled, whereas now it's like coming home from school, I'm like, I have work to do, and it's depressing.
I'm really dreading this week's exam, because I
The last 2 weeks, all my study was for the first three exams.
Yeah, I mean, all my study was for history, and now I'm like, French, economics, yeah, Irish, Irish, like, English. Yeah.
Like, I did a lot of math paper, and I did a lot of physics. Like, yeah. Physics was pretty much all.
Yeah, yeah, I just, loads and loads of history.
I'm kind of thinking maybe I should do, like, engineering or something.
Wait, do engineering?
Yeah.
How many posters?
No interest in engineering whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't think you should do engineering.
Honest, kind of a useless engineer.
Oh, I don't think you should do engineering.
Yeah, I do, like.
I mean, I think you should do philosophy. I think you should do philosophy, but
that requires writing essays and shit, though.
So yeah, but like you could. You're
How is that guitar actually? I am so envious.
You're too.
Action there for a while. Like,
Will you drop Shane home first today?
Why?
Because it's nearer.
It
is, and I want to see your house again.
Yeah, but then he has to go up there. He has to come back and then go.
He doesn't
back
have to come back. He can go up by you, and then he can come down by the Kloster Kerba.
Oh, guys, make your mind.
Drop Shane home first. Go right and drop Shane home first.
Right now. It's not right now.
It's right there, like your arm, like.
Yeah.
It's right here, yeah. No.
No right anywhere. Like it's just, it's not really. It's a lot because like you.
You'll use less pencil if you drop
him. He passed my house going home anyway.
Oh, does he? Oh, okay, fine.
I prefer having long time conversation.
I know you do.
Shane.
I know you do. I know you do.
No, it's fine. I'll drop Shane home first.
No, don't. Like, I don't care. I mean, I just. Yeah,
like, it all starts flowing once you leave.
Oh, look, Alison Breeze on the bus shelter.
What?
It's well gone now. It's well gone.
What movie?
How to Be Single. Dakota Johnson, Leslie Mann, and best of all, Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson is like. If Donkey was a human being, it's like Australian disgusting
so,
animal.
An Australian Eddie Murphy.
Oh no, not the Donkey, just like a Donkey.
Oh, not Donkey.
No, not Donkey. Right. Right. I thought that it did sound like that. Yeah.
No, because you didn't say it.
Yeah, no. Like Rebel Wilson, like excuses all the misogyny in the world. It's like such a disgusting individual.
Wow, you're so
funny. I hate Rebel Wilson so much. She makes Amy Schumer look like a talented comedian. Anyway, she's in a film with Alison Brie. I won't watch it because
that's the highlight of her career.
Even yeah. Alison, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Is it Joe McHale?
Yeah, it's Jeff.
Oh,
Jeff Heenan.
I thought you were saying Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. You know, last night, Joe McHale and Danny Pudi were both guest starring in an episode of Ken Jeong's show.
What's his show?
Dr. Ken. It's so bad. It has a laugh track. It's just him. God. It's him as a doctor, and his son is a like gay ballerina, and it's just, don't even get me started on it.
He's an actual doctor, like. So.
Yeah, he is. It's a horrible show, but Joel McHale and Danny Pudi were on it last night. Yay!
Danny Pudi he was in Avengers. Like,
he's in Captain America: The Winter Soldier for ten seconds.
Oh, he was just a guy in a computer.
He was just a guy in a computer, yeah, yeah. But he was playing. It was just Abed, like, because I mean the directors, the Russo brothers who made that are a community. They've directed loads of episodes of Community.
I've just realized this is the only character this guy can play.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like a community joke, like having him in it. Like it was like I went to see that film opening day. There were maybe three people in the cinema. I went,
you didn't say cool, bro.
No. He was like, Captain America goes, who are you? Open this door. And he goes, yeah, sure.
He's cool, working. He should have just been cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Exactly, yeah. He's like, exactly. Maybe he did. I honestly can't remember.
That
this
was the most meta thing
ever. Oh, it would have been brilliant. But no, there were about three people in the cinema who went, oh, when he came on. So I was like, yay, they're Community fans in Galway, because this was back.
You should have started singing the song.
3 years ago. I know, yeah. Or some song. Like.
No, Community theme song.
I don't like the theme song, though. It's not that distinctive. There must be about better songs for Community. No, you can shout out, pop, pop.
It's very depressing. It's like about suicide.
Pop, pop.
Yeah, you can shout out, pop, pop. What did, who said magnitude the other day? Was it in economics? You weren't there. Yeah, we were in economics. You weren't there. And Mr. Morris was like, was it economics or something? Johannes was sitting behind me, and so it must have been economics.
So you watched Community as well?
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Morris said, no, he didn't. But Mr. Morris says, what? Or he goes, and he goes, magnitude. And then I turned around to look at Johannes, but he didn't make eye contact with me. That was a weird sentence. He didn't make eye contact with me, so the joke was not acknowledged, and no one else in the room, as far as I'm concerned,
wait,
was like,
did you say pop pop?
No,
did anyone say pop-pop?
I was going to look at Johannes and then do a gesture of pop pop
no,
silently.
He shouted pop pop.
There was only about 10 people in the room.
Exactly, that would have been
and Marcus.
10:05. One person laughed, it would have been worth it.
But no one would have, except, okay, Johannes would have laughed, but he might not have gotten it on time. And Andrew might have, no, I don't think Andrew's watching Community. No one else.
I still haven't watched season 6.
You need to.
Oh, I downloaded the YouTube app on my TV.
What?
So
oh, did you? What's Studio 60?
Yeah! I'm not sure if I downloaded it, though.
Studio 60 is so great. And even if at the start.
The quality on the YouTube.
And Studio 60 is only uploaded in 240p, but I wouldn't recommend watching it on TV, but, like, it's better than nothing. It's an old show. It's 10 years old anyway. It's not high quality anyway, but oh, it's such a great show. Like, and if it seems boring when it starts off, but it gets so much better. I mean, it's not boring, but it gets so much better because there's, like, 9/11 and there's censorship and there's drugs and sex and the Rolling Stones. Oh, such a great show.
Better Call Saul got better as it went along.
It did, definitely did, yeah. I didn't like the first episode, but I think the episode about Mike is fantastic. And then the episode with Jimmy and the brother working on the suit when they're in the house. I just remember that being really, really well written. Oh yeah, it's such a good season, actually. It's really great. I don't know when it's coming back.
What else? The Kelvins, that was good.
Yeah.
So funny. We didn't see
when he came out of the bush, it was like boo or something to the kids. I don't know. This is a year ago. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 234. We're going to close out this week with a song. I haven't decided what it is yet.
Should we cross
same song as an intro?
No, it'll probably be Don't Let It Get You Down, Neil Young. That was my big song this week. Keep me going through the exams, humming that to myself. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with more Pod for Your Buck.
Side of the road where the lorry's rolling by. Blue moon sinking from the weight of the load and the buildings scrape the sky. Cold wind nipping down the valley at dawn and the morning paper flies. Dead man lying by the side of the road with the daylight in his eyes. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles. And you can really understand. Red lights flashing through the window in the rain. Can you hear the sirens moan? White cane lying in a gutter in the lane. And you're walking home alone. Don't let it bring you down. It's only a castle's burning. Find someone who's turning. Someone